Let's begin. The foreword. Nothing in this world is new, not this book, nor the paper on which it is written. The very atoms which compromise my body and yours are ancient. Though the atoms themselves are old, the arrangement, that is the way that they are combined, is new. Similarly, there are no new truths. The truth is, and always has been, and always will be. I can neither add to the truth nor take away from the truth. All I can do is to present it in a different way. Present it my way, as I understand it, and as I see it applying to the now. All truths are universal. I cannot teach them. No one can. You already have access to them. Instead of teaching, I educate, which means literally to draw out. I draw out what is already there. This is the function of Psi, to draw out truths. Psi is not a religion, therefore it cannot be in conflict with any religious beliefs. Psi is a vehicle, a means of seeing truths, which can be used to deliver the reality of peace of mind, liberty, love, and wisdom to the world of today. The gift of being human is the ability to separate the past, present, and future. The wise person distinguishes the past from the future and chooses to be here now. Now is the key. That is what these manuscripts are about. By controlling the now, you control the future. By controlling the future, you control the past. Thus, each person has the ability to chart his life, to control his whole life, past, present, and future, by simply controlling the now. Disraeli said it simply, "Every man crucifies himself between two thieves, one the regret of yesterday, and the other the fear of what tomorrow might bring." In other words, most men are living in the past or the future rather than living in the now. When you find a person who controls the now, you have found a leader of self. Being a leader of self does not mean neglecting everything else. You must be aware of what you leave behind. Think of yourself as a large ship. Have you ever seen a ship that didn't make waves? The larger the ship, the larger the waves or wake. The wake is what is left behind. It is in the past. The wake is going to affect something. It could tip over a small boat or cause damage on shore. The law of the sea says you are responsible for your wake. So a captain of a ship is constantly watching where he is versus the effect his wake is going to have after he is gone. The law of life says you are responsible for the waves in life that you create. You are liable for your wake. A leader understands that. He makes waves and accepts the responsibility for those waves. This manual is about leadership, personal leadership. It is definitely not a course in how to lead the masses, nor a shortcut to making $1 million, nor a road to fame. It is instead about how to take control of the now. All else is a side effect, a result of taking control. To illustrate the how-to, I will need to talk of results, both mine and other leaders. Keep in mind the process, for it is the process more than the results which is important. If you lose sight of the process, you will be like a ship that loses its bearings. Not knowing where you are, how can you know what effect your wake will have? The only real requirement for understanding and achieving personal leadership is the ability to distinguish the now from the past and the future. College degrees, years of experience, even the ability to read and write are not necessary. These things are great, and you may have or desire them, but they are not essential. The truth is simple, or it is not the truth. Do you really think God, or that supreme power, whatever it is, would create a man so complex that only theologians or intellectuals could comprehend mankind? Or hide the truth so deep that only a handful in the history of the world could ever understand? God is not a bigot. The truth is simple. So simple that every living man, woman, and child can understand. Or it is not the truth. The truth is, you are your thoughts. You are as you know yourself to be in your heart, your soul, your being now. This is the basic concept, the secret of life and success. All I say or write is but an expounding on this one simple truth. You are your thoughts. In this letter, I have given you the sum total of the entire manuscripts. I did this purposely, first to illustrate the simplicity of the truth, and secondly, to give you a tool to measure your own growth. After you have finished listening to the manuscripts, and periodically thereafter, come back and listen again. The message is the same, but you will hear it differently each time. Look within yourself now. You will see that I am with you, though not present physically. I am individually with each of you as you listen to these manuscripts. Be with me, Thomas D. Wilhite.